Hello?
Hi there, can I speak with Hilda?
Speaking.
Hi, sorry, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim, you know, a few times during care.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. So I do just need to let you know calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Yeah.
All we do need to do today, to be completely honest, Hilda, is just confirm a few basic details of yourself. Take a very brief statement, and we can look at getting a claim, you know, processed for you. So, just to confirm, sir, I've got your name as Hilda Inverarity.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that, would you have been known by any other names when you was younger in care or anything like that, or?
No, that was my name. No, I was known as Hilda Thomas, and I beg your pardon, my maiden name.
Yeah, perfect. So, is currently Mrs. In the rarity, is it?
Okay, uh-huh.
Yeah, and he was known as Thomas when he was younger. T-H-O-M-A-S.
T-H-O-M-A-S-O-N.
Oh. Sorry, could you just spell it out for me again once more, sorry?
T-H-O-M-A-S-O-N.
Yeah, perfect, thank you. And can you just confirm your date of birth?
1609-1964.
And just your door number and postcode as well?
Number 7.
EH414DE. EH414
Delta Echo.
Delta Echo, thank you. And that's the bot.
That's it.
Yeah, number 7, the box. Yeah, no worries. Just going to add these details. I'm sorry, my computer's been quite slow today.
To be fairly honest, I don't think that I would have a claim for anything, but...
Right, no worries. I mean, I will take the details of that in a moment then, sorry. I mean, what age was it when you was in when you was placed into care then, sorry?
I was in 2 care homes. I went in when I was 13, almost 14, and I left when I was 16.
Yeah. And do you know the name of the care home you was in?
Yeah, so I was in 2. I was in St. Margaret Girls Home in Edinburgh.
Yeah. Okay, so
and I was in Tenterfield House in Haddington.
And what's that place called, sorry?
Tenterfield House. T-E-N-T-E-R-F-I-E-L-E.
Sorry, just one moment. So I'm just adding the Edinburgh one first. St. Margaret's. I mean, it said Tenter, T-E...
Tenterfield, T-E-N-T-E-R-F-I-E-L-E.
And that was in Haddington, you said?
Yeah.
Moment. So just to confirm as well then, would you be in, you know, like 13, 14 when you went in there? Sorry, it would have been around 1976 then, wouldn't it? Sorry.
He's
13.
Yeah,
77. Yeah, that's fine. I just
76 or
77.
I can't think of
No, that's perfect. Don't worry.
Can you address the first one?
No, that's fine. I've got it. I've got them all here anyway. That's perfectly fine. So I just want to confirm, first of all, though, then, with you obviously being, you know, 13 when you went in there, you would have knew, like, your mother's and father's names. What would they have been?
My mother and father's age.
Names, sorry.
Yeah. So they were divorced at the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so my mother's name was... Do you want the full name?
Yeah, if you will.
So she's Janet.
Yeah.
Kathleen.
Yeah.
Janet, Kathleen, Margaret.
Yeah.
And she was Thomason at the time.
Thomason, yeah.
And my father was David Walker Thomason.
And you said you obviously had a previous name of Thomason as well, didn't you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hilda.
No, not Lisa. Going to get out of the
street. I do have a middle name if you need that, but I rarely use it.
No, it's fine. What would it be?
Mary.
On your...
Mary, perfect. Perfect. So, yeah, you can just explain. At St. Margaret's, then, did you suffer, like, some type of abuse? What was it like at St. Margaret's?
I don't think that I would say that we were suffered abuse, to be fair. They weren't very strict there. It was a girl's home.
I'll get the abuse.
And, yeah, they were very, very strict there. But I wouldn't say it was... I even class it as abuse. It maybe would be in a right enough. But it wasn't physical.
So I know obviously abuse is like quite a broad term, you know. It doesn't mean that you need to have been, you know, like beaten up or like sexually assaulted or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
To be classed as abuse.
I wasn't subject to bullying from the other girls because I was quite young. I was 13 when I went in there, and most of them were 14 and over.
Really?
Right, so, you know, like, so you used to get bullied off, like, the kids who was in the school, or the other school then? The other school children. Yeah. And, you know, like with the staff then, you said that they used to be very strict. Like, did they ever, like, you know, was there any time where they used to, like, restrain you if you was being naughty or anything like that?
No, I was never restrained.
Yeah. Have you ever witnessed to anybody else being, like, restrained or hit or anything like that during the time?
No.
Was it more like, more like mental abuse then during the time?
Yeah, probably.
Can you just explain a little bit, like, you know, what you would have experienced and how that would have been then, sorry?
So, I'm actually quite dark-skinned, although I am not coloured.
Yeah.
And I was bullied a lot for the colour of my skin. Because I took my father's colour in, and the rest of my siblings and my mother were all like white.
Yeah.
And I was bullied a lot mentally for the colour of my skin.
Yeah.
Your family's know your family because you're a nigger or a patio or whatever came to their mind.
Yeah. That's awful. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, I had it pretty much most of my childhood.
Yeah, and that was from, like, the other schoolgirls and stuff, was it, in the school?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. And did the teachers, did they used to, like, tell them to stop, or would they just turn a blind eye to it, or...?
Oh, I think most of the time they turned a blind eye because it happened all the time.
Yeah. Is there any time, did you used to stay at the school as well then at St. Margaret's?
No, this wasn't a school. It was just a home.
The home, yeah.
I think it was actually classed as a girl's hostel at the time.
Right, but, okay. Was there any other times where, you know, like, you didn't eat a meal, like they told you to skip meals or anything like that, or...?
I think I quite often skipped meals because I didn't really want to be sitting in them all.
Yeah. Is there any time anybody ever, like, you know, used to assist you to the showers or anything?
No.
No. Perfect. Is there anything else that you can think of during your time at St. Margaret's that you might want me to put down?
I don't think so.
No. But obviously, like you say, you'll be, you know, obviously, like you say, the name you're calling and things like that, and, you know, calling you because of the colour of your skin, that has obviously had a lasting effect, you know, and things for you, hasn't it, by the sounds of things, like you say.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like I say, the teachers probably should have been doing more. Well, not the teachers, but the people who was there, the people who were supposed to be there, and you probably should have done more to make sure that, like,
yeah,
you know, you was protected.
I think that kind of thing back then was just brushed off.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I know, like you say, the term, when we say the term abuse, people often think of the worst case scenarios.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, like people being like sexually assaulted or beaten up and things, but even that is abuse. It is neglect as well. More than anything, I'd say, like the staff obviously do have a duty of care to ensure that young, vulnerable children are obviously, you know, okay and they are being looked after and things like that. So I would say definitely there is some kind of neglect from obviously the home as well. Just one moment, sorry. Sorry, well, one moment. I'm just writing this up into kind of like a statement as well.
Yeah.
And then he said, obviously, you was at Tenterfield House as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
Can you just tell me a little bit about Tenterfield House as well?
Yeah, I don't think I really suffered any kind of abuse there. They were fantastic there, I have to admit. But it did help that I knew a couple of girls before I went in there.
Right. So, Tenterfield House, you didn't suffer like anything at all. You actually had a relatively good experience there then, did you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. No worries, just for a moment. What I will do is I will just leave that off if that's the case then, to be fair. So, safe to say then, you know, obviously, like you say, at St. Margaret's, you said that it was very strict as well, though, didn't you? Can you just elaborate a little bit more on that as well?
So though, we were locked in twice a week, so we were not allowed to go out after school.
Yeah.
The doors were locked and that was it. You were in. You weren't allowed out.
Well, after school, and you couldn't go out at all then?
No. That always stuck in my mind. That was a Tuesday and a Thursday, and it's funny I remember that.
Yeah. So anything else you can remember, like with them being strict and things?
That was just a horrible, horrible time because, yeah, then all the girls, we had two recreation rooms we could use and guaranteed that they would be in there and they would start their name calling at times. So those nights were quite lonely because I'd end up sitting in my room.
Yeah, is there anything else you remember about like the staff being strict or anything like that?
No, I think that was basically it.
Yeah, no worries. So, like you say, in regards to this, I do think that it is definitely a case to be made here for yourself as well. Like I said, we're not just like clutching at straws, hoping for the best, like that you're going to get some money back. I do feel like there was obviously some kind of neglect from the staff there. Obviously, the average refunds at the moment are around £42,000, but that's not to say that you would, you know, get that much. Obviously, it does depend on, you know, different circumstances and stuff like that.
You know, well, years later, I just would never have expected I would have been entitled to anything, so, yeah.
No, well, like you say, I can tell just from having a conversation with you that it obviously wasn't a pleasant experience for you at the time when you was in care, was it? You know, I know that it's not supposed to be like a,
the nicest of experiences, but there is a level of care that you do expect from the staff and things to be making sure that things are okay, like safeguarding and things like that. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, like I said, to be completely honest, if you was to get, if the case accepts and you are to be looking for getting some money back, it probably would be more on the, like say, the lower side of the claims, but like say, any money would be better than nothing at the end of the day, I assume.
Well, then it's out of the blue like this, then yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to confirm as well, do you recall the address of your home that you was at before you actually moved to St. Margaret's to begin with, like your childhood address?
Yes. I don't know the postcode, but I do know the address.
Yeah, what would it be?
So it was 22A.
Yep.
Dury's Park. D-U-R-I-E-S.
Yeah, and is that in Elphinstone?
It is, yes.
Yeah, perfect. I've got that there anyway, that's not a problem, just one moment. And just to confirm, I know you might have, like, I'm not saying you do, but I know, like, you might have some kind of, like, medical, issues or anything like that, but you're not suffering from any kind of, like, terminal illness at the moment, are you?
No.
Perfect. No worries. And, again, this is probably the last, like, kind of fleet thing that we do need to mention, but touch wood, obviously, if anything was to happen to yourself in the next, like, 12 months or so, the time that this case is to be made, then would you just put, like, a beneficiary down? Somebody who, would receive the money if anything was to happen to you. Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for yourself?
So that would be my oldest son.
Yeah. What's his name?
His name is Douglas Johnstone.
Yeah. And would you have a contact number for him at the moment, or shall I just put yours down for now?
You could just put mine down for now.
Yeah. Like I said, hopefully you won't be going anywhere anyway, so it shouldn't matter, but...
Yeah, hopefully not.
Yeah. Perfect, no worries. In order for us to obviously get this claim underway now for you, it's a really simple process, to be fair. All I need from yourself now, there's just three more things that we need. So we just need a proof of ID, so whether that's a passport, a driver's licence, even a bus pass, just any kind of photo ID, and also just a proof of address, so any letter from yourself that's dated within the last 3 months as well.
Okay.
And also then from that point, we just need you to sign the form that basically gives us the authority to contact, the local councils and things like that. So what I'm gonna do then is I'm just going to send a message over on WhatsApp now for you. Just one moment. You should just receive that message from me any second now. If you can do me a favour, if you can just please take a picture of your ID and, like I said, any letter that's dated within the last 3 months as well. If you could do that for me now, and whilst you're doing that, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get the form sent over to your text messages as well, if that's okay.
So I have a letter here that's for the electoral registration office.
Yeah, is there a date on that letter? Can you see when it was sent?
No.
No, yeah, I didn't think so. I know if you've got a council tax one, that I'd have a date on. They've been out recently.
I have one for the Department of Work and Pensions.
Yeah, that's perfect. It's been dated during the last 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, March 26th. And I have my bus pass.
Brilliant, So if you can do me a favour. Yeah, just take the pictures and then send them over on WhatsApp. I'm just going to go to brief hold because I'm just going to get that form ready and sent out to you as well, if that's okay.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. One moment for you then. Yeah, that's perfect, that, to be fair. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you for getting those back for me so quickly as well. So I'm just going to get the form sent over for you now as well. So basically, these forms that you're going to sign, it does give us the authority to contact, you know, like the local councils and things on your behalf. It does also discuss about our fees and things as well. So just obviously, so you're aware, we do work on a strict no win, no fee basis. So we will never charge you if we are unsuccessful. Okay. In a successful case, we do just charge 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. No worries. So, yeah, if you can just open...
Like I've expected a thing, so anything's a bonus.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you should have just received, rather than WhatsApp, you should have just received an actual text message from me, if you could just have a quick look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. So literally, if you open that up, it's really simple. You'll see a big blue button that says execute all documents. Just underneath that, there's a big white box to pop your signature in.
All right. Okay. Oh God, I hate these things.
Can you see that?
Yeah, done.
Oh, perfect. Say that's all complete, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect, thank you. Yes, yeah, that's absolutely everything for now then. Basically, what we'll do is we're going to send this off to the redress scheme. Like I said, they'll get all your files and things like that, but that takes around 7 to 10 days till we expect them to get back. After that, the solicitors will give you a call and the solicitors will give you a call and let you know that the case has been accepted. Once they've let you know that, if they let you know that the case has been accepted, then they'll, you know, you pretty much will be looking at getting a refund back. I can't guarantee it, but it will be more than likely because the solicitors won't accept the case if you don't think, you know, you are going to be getting any money back from it, if that makes sense. After that point, they will, like I said, they'll just kind of quietly work in the background, to be honest. After they've let you know that it has been accepted, you wouldn't hear much from them, like, during the next 12 months after that.
Okay.
But they will just be kind of quietly working in the scenes to get your money back. So just one more thing that I do need to make you aware of, that I do just need to make every customer aware of on my calls. So there are three ways that you can make a claim for the redress scheme. You can claim yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who gets paid up to £2,000 off the redress scheme to act on your behalf, or you can instruct us under a private agreement, as we have just discussed. So obviously that's 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant, no worries. Well, other than that, obviously, thank you for taking the time and discussing this with me today. Do appreciate it can be a bit of a difficult conversation, so we do obviously appreciate you taking the time to discuss it. If you do have any questions at all, please feel free to give me a message on WhatsApp and I will either reply on there or give you a call back if any questions that you do have, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Brilliant, no worries. Well, you have a lovely day then, Hilda. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.